guys. We are launching into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. You can enjoy those. You can actually go and control the content of the website by submitting things to it. So you find something online you think's interesting, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It'll then be voted upon, and the votes will determine where it shows up on our site. If it gets enough, it will be on the front page and at the top over at freetalklive.com. Great way to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, freetalklive.com. As we continue here with you and your thoughts, Drew is with us from DontTreadOnMeme.com. DontTreadOnMeme.com. You have been involved now for a little while, Drew, with the alternative currency world, specifically silver. And what you've been excited about, and I can see good reason for it, is the silver dimes. One of our callers was talking about them earlier tonight. The pre-1964 dimes are 90% silver. These days, it's a bunch of junk metal that's being used for the dimes. It's not worth anything, dime. But previous to 1964, those dimes are worth something. So you have been doing something unique with them. Why don't you tell our audience what they are?
Sure. Well, there's a number of pre-1965 coins that have silver in them. But one of the reasons we focus on the dime is it makes a great example of inflation. Why is a 10-cent piece now worth over $2? And so we take that piece into keep it separated. We've laminated into a business card, a credit card-sized card with a plastic sleeve over it. Mm-hmm. Has some information on the back that'll explain at various price points what is that dime actually worth with the given spot price. And the front side's got some beautiful art, different organizations and logos and causes and such that we can promote that way. And we sell it as an educational tool. If people want to invest, we're probably not the people to come to, but we're certainly trying to spread a meme. That's where the name comes from, Don't Tread on Meme. We're trying to spread this sort of idea that people can carry physical silver. They can trade silver if they so choose to. They come across a transaction and it's beneficial for both parties to use silver. Then this is a small amount that's good for, say, a cup of coffee. And Porkfest is probably the greatest example of this open marketplace that we've found to date, and that's why we enjoy coming and sharing this project with everybody, because this is already happening.
You had the dime cards last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is that right?
That's correct. It was kind of the first year we brought them and had them, and we had them for maybe 6 months prior, but we knew that Porkfest would be the best place to show them off. And
what was the response like from folks at Porkfest?
I'm sorry?
What was the response like from folks at Porkfest to the dime cards?
It was very positive. One thing that frustrated us a bit was that people were only willing to accept them at the melt value. We like to believe that they're worth something more. There's a bit of subjective value theory that comes into play here. My time and my labor is involved in this. There's some pretty artwork and a brand that you might identify with. So subjectively, it could be valued at much different prices, and that's something that we're going to try to emphasize this year. You mentioned
because it's an educational piece as opposed to just being currency. I mean, I understand.
Well, that's one reason it's valuable, but it's also valuable because time has been put into making it a usable piece. For instance, if I just hand somebody a dime and I tell them there's silver in that dime, you know, they may not necessarily believe me, but if the dime
has, but I will.
Right, but I'm talking about you're trying to educate new people, right? So
that's why it's an educational piece.
Right, so there's value in that, but it's also value in that it's usable in a way that a standard dime would not be usable because it's an educational piece. And it took time and it took materials, it took effort to turn it into that by the time it took for you to put that into the dime card casing that you guys have created for it to print out whatever it is that the design is that's going to be behind the dime. There's lots of different themes that you guys have. And they look great, by the way. But, you know, that stuff, there's effort involved in that. And when you take something that's, you know, that is normal and you set it apart from the norm, then I think that's worth something. So I agree with you that people need to understand. It was the same thing with the Liberty Dollar as well. Liberty Dollar was always priced well above spot. But that's because there was a special, you know, there was minting involved. You know, you didn't just have a hunk of silver. You have a usable product that is hopefully more valuable than an average chunk of unvarnished, unpolished silver.
Well, and I'll just say that, you know, there's a number of projects coming together this year at Porkfest. You mentioned the vending machine, but we'll also have our dome, our tent at our campsite 34 or 35, I think, will be able to have multiple vendors of different types of currency. So Ron from Shire Silver will be participating, and he'll have a window where you could buy his cards. We'll have a window where you can buy our cards. And Matt, the agorist alchemist who sells copper rounds and does an interesting project with copper, he'll be there selling his round. So we don't want to call it a bank because banks are overrated, but we'll have some sort of exchange and try to just continue to educate people as to why they might want to use physical coins in day-to-day transactions. You know, it's been said that if you did one transaction a month in silver, you know, you're reducing your dependency on the Federal Reserve, and that's, I think, a step in the right direction. So we're just trying to educate and facilitate those processes.
That's cool, man. And folks can go to don'ttreadonmeme.com to learn more about what you're up to, or come on out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and look for the vending machine full of silver. I'm sure you or somebody else who's associated with the project will be nearby.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing everybody.
Drew, and I heard you're coming out a little bit early. Maybe come to see us in Keene for a Free Keene Fest this weekend?
There's a plan to show up at Free Keene, the festival you're having there. I don't have all the details. Maybe you could tell me about it, but I know it's Saturday from 1 to 5, and I will be in town at that time.
Excellent. That sounds about right. It'll be right in downtown Keene. And there are always things to do outside of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You know, some people want to come up here and spend the whole week up at the campsite, but then, you know, that doesn't give you enough time to go around and see New Hampshire. So some people will stay in for a few extra days afterward or come out a few days beforehand with the excuse then that they've got a little bit of extra time. They can then go kind of tour around the state. And so it's always nice to have a few things to do, for instance, here in Keene or in other places for folks to come on board with. So, for instance, before Pork Fest, we've of course got the Free Keene Fest that's happening on Saturday. Then there's also the Tom Ball Memorial, which is happening tomorrow afternoon. For those that don't recall, it was last year on the 15th of June, so about a year ago now, that a man lit himself on fire in front of the courthouse, self-immolated, died. Basically, because the court system is screwing people over. It was screwing him and his
custody.
Family over.
Yeah,
it was a custody situation. And so it's going to be the first year anniversary of his self-immolation. So there's going to be a number of people protesting that and memorializing that tomorrow. So it's actually going to be a pretty busy weekend up here in Keene. I don't know what's going on in the rest of the state. I'm sure there's something happening, but I wouldn't be able to tell you where to find out more information about it. I can tell you can go to freekeene.com to learn more about what's happening here, and there's a calendar of events there that might be useful. Anyway, Drew, look forward to seeing you. Thanks for the call tonight. Don'ttreadonmeme.com is his website. 855-450-FREE. Another great site, statelesssweets.com. Jillian is on the line with us.
Sweet.
Fresh from the jail cell. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
I am. Hi, thank you.
Glad you're a criminal.
Yes. I am.
Jailbird.
Supposed alleged criminal. Yes, I am.
So we were talking with our listeners about what had happened, and for those that weren't tuned in over the last night, you have been picked up while you were on your way to the Porcupine Freedom Festival in Texas for what I heard was a bull pack of cannabis. What can you tell us about your story?
Sure. I have been charged with a third-degree felony
third-degree felony?
Good Lord.
A third-degree felony.
Is third-degree worse than a first-degree?
No.
Possession of hashish.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they got the hash. Damn.
They allegedly
hash.
They got something they believe to be hash.
Yes.
Looks like mud.
So wait. So it was just one felony charge or more than one?
I believe that I'm facing, you know, just a ticket as well for I guess, you know, having cannabis in my car, allegedly having cannabis in my car as well, along with paraphernalia. So I have. I think I just have a ticket for that. I'm not sure if they're going to be pressing, you know, is it going to be a misdemeanor or anything? I'm not sure about the laws yet.
How did you get picked up? Were you pulled over for a speeding ticket or, like, what was the thing?
Great question. I was actually coming around the mountain, and there's a nice border patrol set up right there. They have a drug check out.
Internal checkpoint. Jillian, I'd like you to stick with us. Can you hang on for a bit?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we're going to bring back Jillian Batty. She is the proprietor of Stateless Sweets. And girl can make some great sweets. She was on her way to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I wonder if the cops stole her sweets, too. I bet they did. 855-4. This looks like contraband to me.
Suspicious.
More coming up. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1620.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1661.38, 830.69 for a half ounce, or 415.34 for a quarter ounce. That's 1661.38, 830.69, and 415.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want via the toll-free number at 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. That allows you to call in and take control of the airwaves. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark. We invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. Details are there as to how you can get on the Shrine. Or you can just look at it. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Also, planeboards.com. You need to know about them. PLAIN, planeboards.com. Maybe you run your own website. Perhaps you're a blogger. and maybe you'd like to have an anonymous, free-to-use message board on your site. No more of that privacy-invading message board stuff where you got to fill out information to post things. Plain Boards is all about getting rid of that stuff. You can just go to plainboards.com, type in the name of the board you want to start up, and it's there for you. It's created literally as soon as you click the go button. I mean, it's right there.
That quick.
So go to plainboards.com. It's free, and it's yours if you claim it. So go now and claim yours, because you know, once one name is claimed, then you can't use the same name twice, obviously, or you can't use somebody else's name if they've already come and used that name prior to you. So go to plainboards.com, lock down your board name and put it on your website, or just share it privately amongst a few friends. Maybe you just would rather have something that's more intimate rather than something that members of the public can access. You can do that, too, with plainboards.com. So once again, plainboards.com. It is totally free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jillian Batty is with us. She's calling from Texas. And you were arrested. Was it Wednesday? No, was it Tuesday night? When did this go down, Jillian?
It was actually Tuesday. I believe it was around 2 p.m.
Now, I had heard that you were driving from your home in California to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but that you were going through Texas because you were to pick up your son. Had you picked him up at this point?
No, I hadn't, thank goodness. That's one thing I'm grateful for, that he was not in the car.
That certainly would have complicated matters, had that been the case. They stopped you at a checkpoint. Was this one of the permanent checkpoints, like a permanent installation, or one of the roving ones?
It was a permanent roadblock.
So so what was that like? What was the scene like for you? Because was this the first time you'd been stopped at one of these, or is this something you've done before?
Yeah, honestly, I've only ever traveled up and down California, so we don't really have those. I think unless you're going over the border to Mexico or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I encountered it, it was basically just a big traffic jam. As I got closer, there were a lot of cameras and a lot of people. Federal agents.
Cameras. I'm sorry, Jillian, but cameras. Of people being pulled over who were recording, or people or cameras being pointed at those that were getting pulled over by cops?
Right. It was actually just like a row of cameras on the left side of the road that were like permanently set up there.
Ooh.
Like,
creepy.
We're watching you.
Very, very creepy, yes.
That way you couldn't throw anything out of the car without them catching it on film.
Yeah.
Sure, right, yeah. So, I got up there. They said that the dog alerted them to whatever.
Yeah, Mexicans in the car? I mean, it's an immigration checkpoint, right?
You pulled over and they immediately told you a dog had alerted, or did they walk a dog around the car when you'd pulled over?
It's basically people go through it and the dog walks in the front of each of the cars and the side of each of the cars. And they said that the dog alerted them right away as soon as they went past my car. And then they immediately asked me to pull over. I got out of the car really quickly. I didn't grab my purse, my keys, or anything. I just had my cell phone and my ID they told me to bring. They said, don't bring your purse. And I said, okay.
Were you rolling any video on your cell phone at this point?
No, unfortunately, I was not.
Darn.
I really need to.
Well, it sounded like they had this operation down to a well-oiled machine, and it wasn't. I mean, they didn't need her consent at this point. I mean,
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, it's. I'm not critiquing you. When the pressure's on, it's hard to remember to do these things.
Yes.
But it's just. I'm just making a suggestion for anybody listening that gets into this situation. If you're coming up on a checkpoint, that's the time when you want to think to yourself, "Oh, let me get my phone out. Hopefully, you've already pre-installed. Do you have a smartphone?"
I do. I have an Android.
Here's what I'd recommend. Obviously, Android, iPhone, all these things come with a camcorder app built in. So you can always use that, worst case. But you can also pull up an app, like a free app like Quik.com, Qik.com. Also, Bambuser is another one, Bambuser. Bambusers, these are two different. There are a few others, I think. But these are two of the bigger ones. Free apps. You can download it, install it on your phone. You get an account. So it's going to take you a few minutes to set this up. But once it's set up, then it's just a matter of launching the app and pressing the record button. And at that point, whatever it is that you're experiencing, presuming you have a data connection on your phone at that location, it will upload it to the internet as it happens. So that's something where you can be rolling up to the checkpoint and have that thing going as soon as you
What do you think the value would have been to have that happening at this checkpoint?
you're documenting what's happening to you. I mean, there's huge value in that. They're going to say, claim you said something. It's going to be on the video, whether you said that or not. Or you're going to claim they said something. It's going to be on the video.
It's good for that. But I always feel like in those circumstances, when you've got a camera out in their face, it scares them.
Let them be scared.
They're going to treat you worse. That's why I like the Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net, is they don't necessarily know that thing's going.
Well, you better tell them it's going.
Yeah, because otherwise you've got a RICO problem there.
In a lot of, well, I don't know if it's RICO, but it's wiretap. Possibility of a charge there. So I don't know what the laws are in Texas as far as recording two-party consent or one-party consent, but yeah, I wouldn't take that risk. I would let them know they are being recorded. And if you look at Checkpoint USA, which is a great website, we actually had Terry in here from Checkpoint USA one time. Mark, were you here for that?
Yep, sure.
Right? I mean, Terry is not afraid to put that camera up there. And
Terry didn't have a big old, didn't have any alleged hashish in his car either.
Well, I see where you're coming from, but clearly it didn't help her to not have the camera out. So let's continue with your story. You come up to this checkpoint, they walk the dog around and say it alerted, and then they ask you to pull over. Did it seem like they were asking or demanding?
They were demanding. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
They said, you need to pull over right there. The dog alerted us. Your car smells like, some narcotics.
Man, that's a hot-nosed dog to be able to smell a car like that.
That's their job, I guess. But
yeah, I still have doubts that dogs can actually do that, but whatever.
Pretty scary situation, especially depending on how the product is packaged and all that. That's also a factor.
At this point, if they say the dog alerted, the dog alerted.
And they've got guns, so if you try to get out of there, they're probably going to shoot you.
Lots of guns, taser guns, batons, anything you name it, they have those right there. Scary.
And these are federal agents, correct? Not Texas boys?
The back of their uniform said federal, and I now have a federal ID number, so I'm assuming, they were federal agents.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
Federal agents pulling over people for pot. It's ridiculous.
Yep. So they pull you over to the secondary search area, and then what?
Then I get questioned a little bit by the officer that pulls me aside. He looks at my ID, looks at information. He tells me that I need to, or that I'm being arrested. And I say, okay. We walk inside. I don't get handcuffed. They can obviously see I'm a very peaceful person. I'm along with whatever they say. I get inside, and after probably about an hour sitting there and, get all my information being gathered, probably about an hour and a half, I've said, I've read my Miranda rights. And then I am put into a cell by myself for about 6 hours.
We'll come back with more here if you can stick with us. Hang on. Okay. Jillian Batty's with us from statelesssweets.com. 855-450-FREE. Arrested en route to Porkfest, facing a felony for some alleged hashish. More coming up. It's Free Talk.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. You may be enough time for your thoughts. Your thoughts, your calls, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. Archives go all the way back to late 2006, and we've got the brand new SoundCloud page, which is featuring all of those archives, plus more. Now we've got SoundCloud on board with us. We've got unlimited space. So we'll start to use it in, I guess, unusual ways that haven't been done heretofore with our podcast. Like, Mark, you're working on breaking out the Edgington Post into its own sort of separate upload. I don't know how that's coming along.
Bumpers are being produced.
Perfect. All right, so that is in the works. And, of course, I've been uploading Radio Free Keene News as well. So you can see our SoundCloud page over at soundcloud.com/freetalklive. There's also a link in the Listen and Share section on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com, so you can easily link to our SoundCloud page from there. As we go back to the phones and your thoughts, Jillian Batty is with us. She's the proprietor of Stateless Sweets at statelesssweets.com, and hopefully you'll continue to be able to make delicious goodies for folks, because right now you are being threatened with probably a scary amount of time in a prison cell because they allegedly found hashish in your vehicle as you were traveling to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and unfortunately hit one of those permanent checkpoints that they have set up. For a lot of Americans, they don't know this is even happening because it's not happening in most places. It's only happening mostly around the southern or northern borders. And then all of a sudden, while you're driving, you come up on one of these. There's no getting away. You try turning around, they're going to pull you over. And so you went through it, and they walked a dog around. The dog they claimed the dog noted something was in your car, and they then pulled you out, arrested, presumably did a search, and then put you under arrest.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about your story.
I'm going to make this a little quick because I'm at dinner with my parents. But,
okay, thanks.
So I was basically at Border Patrol for about 6 hours. They were nice enough. I was thrown into a cage, but at least I was provided with water and a blanket. After 6 hours, the sheriff came and picked me up. He drove me by himself in his car to the jail. I was never handcuffed, by the way. Like, obviously, see, I was a very peaceful person. I get to the jail. I am dressed right away, and I overhear one of the ladies say, basically there was a flood of calls coming in for me, and that because of that, they were annoyed, and they should throw me in solitary.
Wow.
Yeah, so they had me dressed, and they put me in this room. It has a toilet. There's running water. I don't have a mattress, a blanket. I don't have toilet paper, a cup.
Oh, jeez.
And I was in there for about 6.5 hours without anything. I was so tired, exhausted. I had been driving since 4 a.m. that day, and I couldn't fall asleep. I was trying to, eventually, about an hour before I actually got moved to the jail cell, or the jail block, they gave me a cup of water, and I swear, they took the ice out of the urinal and gave it to me.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really gross.
Is this your first time in jail?
No, I did do one night about a couple years ago. Actually, it was the anniversary of when I went to jail a couple years ago.
Happy anniversary!
Right? Yeah, I was dealing with PTS. It's nice, yeah.
Was this jail worse or better than the previous one?
I would say it was better because I knew a little bit more about what was going on.
And you knew what to expect.
I knew what to expect.
We had people on the outside. We were making calls. I made one of them, and I know a number of other folks. There was an article over at copblock.org about the situation, which included the number of the sheriff's department. And do you regret the calls that came in? Or, I mean, because some of us were, kind of concerned for you. Obviously, we feel like calling, a lot of people feel like calling benefits.
Have worked up to this point.
Well, I really appreciate it because the whole time I was there, I knew that you guys were bugging them, and that made me feel so good because I just felt so peaceful about everybody thinking about me and, being on the outside and knowing where I'm at and, just supporting me. And
better than feeling alone. Better than feeling alone and forgotten, as most people are when they go to jail.
Exactly. So, it was nice to know that everyone was there, and I can't even begin to express because I haven't even been able to start to see what has happened yet. I haven't had access to my computer yet, but I will tonight, and I can't wait to get to, thanking everybody. But I just want to mention real quick before I go, I really, really, really need help with these legal fees, obtaining a lawyer right now. I'm not rich. So, if anybody feels like...
Right. You were scrimping and saving.
To help with.
You were scrimping and saving to get to Porkfest, right?
Yeah. So this is on top of that. And I unfortunately can't make it to Porkfest.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure if I'm going to have time to even make candy to send over there to sell, because that was my... my next plan was to, send candy out there. So at least my business, my presence can be there. But unfortunately, I can't. And I don't have the link in front of me for the tip-in. I don't know if you want to mention that, Ian. Or
that link was posted to the Free Talk Live Facebook page. So folks that go to facebook.freetalklive.com will be able to find the post about Jillian there and the link to the chip-in for folks that want to help about that. You said you're facing a felony charge over the hashish, also a regular misdemeanor possession charge as well. And that a felony, that's probably, 3 to 7 years in prison. So this is pretty serious. I've heard that you're planning on fighting it, but they may offer you a plea deal. I mean, is this something where you really want to come back to Texas to continue doing this if the plea deal is decent?
Right now, it's kind of up in the air. I'm going to, I'm hooked up with Never Take a Plea right now as client and everything. So I'm hoping to get some more advice from everybody and seek out, a liberty-oriented.
I'm sure you'll have a lot to think about here over the next few months as this develops. And I hope you'll keep in touch with us and let us know what happens.
But you have a child, you said, Jillian. And as far as, I've had this hard line, thing of not processing or not registering my cars or whatever. But I really came kind of out after my kids were old enough to fend for themselves. I don't begrudge anyone anyone that has small children from, doing what they need to do to take care of their first priority, which is their child. And, a friend of mine was busted with 150 pounds in Oklahoma. I know that Oklahoma is not the same as Texas, but they didn't confiscate his truck. It was a brand new truck.
Hmm.
They took the weed.
Lucky.
And he got 3 months.
He took a plea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're new to the criminal justice system, you can probably end up getting a decent plea and making this go away. Because I know that you had looking at moving to New Hampshire as part of the precinct.
This is the second day. We don't need to talk about pleas right now. She's got plenty of time.
I'm not giving her advice. No, we're just talking about options. And people, you know, she's not the only person in this situation. I mean, people are getting arrested all around this country for similar situations. Hey, enjoy the dinner, Jillian. And I'm sure it's a lot better than what you've been eating over the last 48 hours. So,
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Sorry we won't be seeing you at Porkfest. Maybe next year. Hopefully you'll still...
I'll be moving there soon.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks for the call. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, there's somebody else on the line, Mandy in Virginia, who was also arrested, not in the same circumstance, but for possession of something. Mandy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, well, you know, kind of bummed out. Sorry, one of our advertisers just got thrown in jail. What's up?
I got popped on a Wednesday. I got pulled over. Officer approached my vehicle and asked me why I'd been pulled over, and I honestly had no clue. And she said, "You failure to use a turn signal." It was kind of bizarre because I was on a straightaway within, I could literally see my home. And she said, "I smell alcohol on your breath. I'm going to need to step out of the vehicle." So I did the field sobriety, which I passed. In the meantime, they called. There was four cop cars there, and they wanted me to take a BAC, and I said, you know, you need to either, you know, let me go or arrest me and renew my rights. I've been cooperative. I've completely passed your field sobriety. I should not have been using a turn signal. I'm on a straightaway. I don't even understand why he pulled me over. And it was just, you know, you need to be cooperative. And, you know, how they start getting a couple officers come up, and they're like, we found a bunch of stuff in our car. And apparently they've been searching my car, and they claim to have found a plant and some paraphernalia as well as a scale. So they put me in. And
what kind of did you give them permission to search the car, or they just went in it?
Absolutely not, which is what I started saying then, and they told me, you know, I need to shut up and cooperate, and they could do what they wanted.
Did they just have the windows down? Were they just able to get in there, or did they have your keys?
No, the keys were on the seat in the car when I got out to do the field sobriety and everything.
I see. Well, if you want to tell us the rest of your story, you're welcome to hang on, man. 855-453. See, this is not uncommon. I mean, it's just, this happens to people all over the place. It's outrageous. We're coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest bring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. 1-855-450-3733, the toll-free number here. We're trying to sneak you in. If you don't get in tonight, don't worry about it. We do this thing 7 nights per week. You can always call us back tomorrow night and join us then. Over at freetalklive.com or on your local radio station. If we're not on your local radio station yet, you can give them a call. Call the program director at the business office during the week, whatever your local station's business number is. You can find them in probably on Google or on their own website, where they'll give you that number. And then call them and talk to them and say something that you like about their station. And then ask them nicely to add Free Talk Live. Or maybe they do have some Free Talk Live on the air. You can then thank them for having Free Talk Live and ask them for some more. Because we do this thing 7 nights a week live from 7 to 10 Eastern. So 855-450-FREE allows us to continue with your calls. Where Mandy is on the line listening in Virginia. Now, Mandy, you were on your way home. You were within vision of your home. And you were pulled over by the police. They wanted you to take some sobriety tests. You did those. You passed them.
Well, initially they said that they pulled me over. There was a lot of cops on my way home. I saw, I think, I don't know if there was something going on in my neighborhood or they were just really looking to make some money yesterday. Initially they claimed that they pulled me over because I didn't use the turn signal. But like I said, I was on a straightaway and I was within vision of my home. I shouldn't have used the turn signal in more than a mile. So I don't know why I was actually initially pulled over. But then, yes, I did. I had a drink. So, yeah, I was definitely smelled like alcohol. And I took the field sobriety and passed the test.
In addition to that, they then wanted you to take a blood alcohol test, which you refused.
Right. Well, I didn't even really have a chance to start to refuse it because I'm sorry, I'm still hoarse. I'm losing my voice.
Sorry.
At the initial, when they started asking me about that is when the other two officers came over. And apparently they had gone into my vehicle with the doors were shut, the windows were up, and then started searching it. And they claimed they'd found a plant and paraphernalia as well as a scale. And they were like, this is a felony. And, instantly, intent to distribute was one of my charges.
Which, of course, they found without your observing them finding
Absolutely.
It. So who knows if they decided to plant
Absolutely.
That product there. This is a good reason for folks to lock their doors when they get out of a car. Take the keys with you. Lock the doors behind you. That way, at least you're in control to some extent of that scene. But, it's hard to remember, all the stuff when the intimidation factor is in play, and these guys can be very intimidating. So at that point, you were arrested for a felony charge of distribution?
Actually, at that point, one of the officers cuffed me, put me in the back of his car, and he drove me to lockup. I was put in a cage there for 3 hours. They refused to renew my rights, arrest me, allow me to call an attorney, anything. after about 3 hours, he said, you know, you can sign these papers and we can get stuff going. And he tried to, you know, he put some papers into the slip where I could sign them in the jail. And I went to pull them in, and he said, what are you doing? I said, I want to read these. And you don't need to read this stuff. You just need to sign it so we can get
stuff. Wow.
That's right. I'm not signing anything I haven't read. So he walked away, came back a few minutes later, read me my rights, and they processed me then, sent me back to another case. I was left there until about another 7 hours until the morning when they took me in front of the magistrate, who wanted me to sign a bunch more papers. He had the bondsman was already in the room. We were trying to work something out, and I said, I need to read these papers. And he said, you don't need to do anything right now. You're just being uncooperative. You've been uncooperative all evening while I shivered in, you know, a summer dress in a little cell with vomit on the mat. But anyway, no bucket of water, nothing to drink for over 12 hours. I'm so hoarse right now. It's ridiculous.
When did this happen? Was this just a couple days ago?
Yeah, I just got out of jail this morning. I had to post my house as collateral, 500 cash. I had to leave the lease with someone else. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, he sent me back to my cell because I wanted to read what I was going to sign. And he brought me back out about 2 hours later. And the bondsman was there again, just shaking his head, just telling me to sign it. And so I kind of glanced at him, but I was doing my signature really slow. And it was a relief that I was going to go ahead and do this with the bondsman. And I would be, you know, I couldn't leave and da-da-da. And I was promised to show up for a hearing. So it wasn't anything bad I was signing, but I needed to see that.
Wow.
He sent me back to my cell about for another hour or so. Bondsman got everything worked out. I had my friend come up, give me cash, release me to his care. And then we set about trying to get my vehicle and things like that, trying to get a hold of a few lawyers. I got a few free consultations tonight. I did meet with one lawyer. Cost me $200. He won't go with me in the morning. I have an arraignment. That's for all the charges, as well as to reconsider my bond that I'm out right now.
Jeez.
So that's at 8:30. So hopefully that'll go well. He won't go with me, but at least I got some good advice to probably get me through that. I can probably get a continuance for at least 10 days.
That's some scary stuff. Now, what kind of criminal history?
I love how wanting to read the paperwork that they want you to sign is considered being
uncooperative. Yeah, just do whatever you say.
That's not even an exaggeration. I'm standing there in the parking lot afterwards with the bondsman and my friend, and he's like, she just wouldn't stop, and they just weren't, like, he's like, she just got to shut her mouth. He's like, you need to have a lawyer with you in court because, you know,
have to shut your mouth?
Yeah. That was what he was telling my friend. She should have shut her mouth. I could have had her out of here 4 hours ago. And I was like, dude, I spent 14 hours in, and I'm happier I did that than let these people just walk all over me. It was bad enough. It was.
Is this your first time going to jail?
No. No, I was arrested at the RNC back in 2008, and I had a pop for drug without a license like 8 years ago.
So. God. I don't know what to say. It's just
I'm another one. I'm going to have more charges because I'm another one like Michelle. I refuse to, you know, license and register and all that stuff with my vehicles. I try to live, you know, under the radar of the state as much as I can, and I try to live, you know.
Charlie on the chat, who goes by Maui Guy, is saying, tell her to move to New Hampshire.
You know, that's the only, I wish I had a better answer.
That. I had just worked a deal out with my boss, and I was about to tell everyone. I got, I was scheduled all double. I'm a professional cook, so props out to Jillian with her business. I've been following that for a while. But I was hoping to actually show up. I was just about to message some people that had said, you know, we do have a spot at our site. So I was actually going to be a pork festival. I just hope to see how that's going to happen now.
We need someone to come out here to do food truck. I want to do a food truck with someone that actually knows how to cook if you want to come out here.
Oh, man. That's one of my business proposals. I still want to do a food
Yay!
Truck.
Well, Mandy, I hope to, you know, see you sooner rather than later up in New Hampshire. And I'm sorry to hear about your story. Feel free to keep us in the loop. And thanks for the call tonight. Good luck.
Absolutely.
It sounds awful. And again, two calls right in a row. I didn't set those calls up. That was just, you know, just happened that way.
It's the drug war.
Two calls right in a row. They are going after peaceful people on a wholesale basis and just ruining people's lives. These two ladies are productive members of the economy. They're people that run their own business. They
have families. It sounds like Mandy owns a house, so she's paying taxes and what have you.
How are you going to pay taxes on how are you going to pay your property tax bill if you're rotting in a cage? You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose your mortgage.
Don't worry, the next person will pay property taxes. What difference does it make? They'll get their property taxes.
Good point. That's probably the way they see it.
Makes me want to cry.
You know,
it is horrible.
The only way they don't get property taxes is when it basically the land gets returned to the town itself.
Well, then they tax sale it to somebody who's willing to pay the taxes.
Yes.
I wish
and
I had
pay
a better
the back
answer.
Taxes, actually.
I wish I had a better answer, but there is no better answer than get the hell out of wherever it is you are and come up to New Hampshire, join...
Safety in numbers.
Right, join the Free State Project. I mean, we're not safe. They're still coming after us here. My house was raided today.
You didn't get a chance to talk about that.
My tenant's house was raided today by the Code Enforcement Department and the Fire Department. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Why is that?
So, well, because they believe there's a lodging house there, which is a legal term that has to do with a few different provisions about more than four people living together and no, you know, not separate kitchens for each person. And there's like all kinds of provisions. It's the reason why is because they're after me and they want me and my friends to leave Keene. They know that we're making an impact here, and it bothers them that people are active, and they're going to target people that are active. This is just how it is. It's the, you know, the cross you have to bear as being an activist. When you make an impact, people are going to get upset who are inside the system, and they're going to come up with a bunch of crap to come after you with. So that's what they did today. We can talk more about it at a later time, but I just thought it was relevant to point out here. But yes, it's better to have numbers because it is more likely that you will be safer if there are more people around. And at the very least, if something awful does happen to you, there are people on the outside who are within the vicinity. I mean, there were a lot of people who wanted to help out Jillian when she was arrested. But the only thing we could do was, you know, send some money to a fund that, you know, could help bail her out.
Sure doesn't hurt.
It did help, no doubt about it. But it would be easier if the people were in the same area to
moral
get
support
active.
Is huge. And so if you're not around, please look into mail to jail and you know, do send
which
mail
only works to people in New Hampshire. Mail to jail is a New Hampshire activist focused thing. So we've got activism tools here that just aren't available anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Mail to jail, Porcupine 411. There's a lot of stuff up here that people just don't have anywhere else. Plus, 1,000+ Free State Project participants are already here. They're already getting active in a variety of different ways. Is that happening where you live? Are liberty lovers coming in where you live? Are there new people moving in every month and introducing themselves and stepping up?
This is the place. At this point, New Hampshire.
I doubt it.
At this point, New Hampshire is the epicenter of liberty activism. And for the foreseeable future, that's going to be the case.
And you can come up and see what it's all about at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, unless you get arrested on the way. Porcfest.com, PORCFEST.com, has happened to Jillian, unfortunately. But we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
Michelle.
And Mark.
All right, see you tomorrow. freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.